Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your biweekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in.
Hello, 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 all my beautiful souls and all the beautiful moon people out there. How are you? My name is Nicole Luna, and I am the host of the Full Moon Radio Podcast. I thank you so much for tuning in today. I thank you so much for pressing play, and I am sending you so much love and light no matter where you're tuning in from around the world. I'm so happy that you pressed play today, because in today's epic episode, we are going to talk all about the full supermoon coming up in the sign of Scorpio and what this energy is ushering in. I'll also share the best crystal to pair with this moon and a really powerful way that you can use it to clear and balance your entire energy field. Lastly, I have a new music playlist to help you stay grounded and aligned with this full supermoon energy. This episode is packed with amazing insight, and you are not going to want to miss a beat. And I also have a giveaway that you are not going to want to miss. But before we get started, let's start with our little life update so you can know what's going on in my life. First of all, I want to thank you for your patience. This episode did come out a day late. I'm sorry if any of you are really mad at me. I made the mistake of, I was trying to free some space up on my computer and I accidentally deleted the program that I record on. And so yesterday I was like, I'm just going to use a new program this time. Why not? You know, new, fresh start, new opportunity. And I downloaded a new program, and the new program was like, oh my God, I mean, I had to record the episode like three different times and it never fully uploaded, and I just like basically wasted an entire day doing nothing. So thank you for your patience. The episode is out today. I have my original program back on my computer and I am not going to switch because I really like the program I'm using. Other than that, I planted seeds this week for my garden. I planted seeds on the April new moon and that Aries new moon. And with each seed this time, this year for my garden, I planted a seed and I matched an intention with each different flower. So I am really excited to watch my flowers bloom and my intentions bloom over the seasons and year to come. So I highly recommend, if you haven't planted any seeds for your garden yet this year, planting seeds and planting intentions the next new moon is something definitely that you can do. Plant seeds and align them with intentions and watch them bloom as the year goes on. It's also the 1 year anniversary of Full Moon Radio, you guys. It's the 1 year anniversary on April 27th. We are celebrating 1 year on this beautiful podcast with this beautiful brand. And I thank you all so, so, so much for being here on this journey. Thank you for every listen, every like, every comment, every review. Your words mean so much to me. Every message that you've sent me, your words truly mean so much to me. And I thank you so, so, so much for being part of this beautiful blossoming community. Do not feel alone when you are listening to this podcast. You are listening with thousands of other people from around the world every single episode. And we are building this beautiful moon-loving community. In celebration of our 1 year anniversary, I am going to be giving away a Full Moon Radio bundle. I'm going to be giving away to one lucky soul one of every product that we offer. One of our Aura Juice smudge sprays, one of our Full Moon Ritual kits, one of our New Moon Ritual kits, and a special crystal gift. If you would like to be entered in our 1 year anniversary giveaway, all you have to do is head to fullmoonradio.shop and download the free moon calendar, and you will be entered to win the Full Moon Radio bundle. So good luck to everyone who enters our giveaway, and thank you so much to everyone who's listening, especially those of you who have been listening since day one. I see you, I hear you, and welcome all the new people that have joined us throughout the year. I see you, I hear you. You are all seen, and I love each and every one of you so much. And this episode is sponsored by our Full Moon Ritual Kits. If you don't know, now you know. We are offering a Full Moon Ritual Kit on our webpage in our shop. And this Full Moon Ritual Kit has everything you need to do a release ritual during the full moon. It walks you through the release rituals process step by step, and it comes with a full moon ritual spray and an amethyst crystal so you can fully do this ritual. It walks you through how to use the spray, how to use your crystal, and how to do your ritual, and you can grab your full moon ritual kit at fullmoonradio.shop, and you can do this full moon ritual anytime during the full moon, so the day of the full moon, the day before the full moon, the day after the full moon. Remember, we have 3 days with each full moon lunation. And you can do this release ritual anytime during the waning moon. So if you don't hear this episode in time to get it for the full moon, you can still grab your kit and still do your release ritual anytime during the 2-week waning moon phase. So head over to fullmoonradio.shop and grab your full moon ritual kit so you can celebrate the full moon the best way possible this full moon. With all that being said, let's dive right into the meat of today's episode, because we have a full super moon coming up in the sign of Scorpio on April 26th or April 27th, depending where you live in the world. The full Scorpio supermoon will rise on April 26th at 8:31 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, making that 11:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That makes this full moon rise on April 27th at 3:31 a.m. Universal Time in London. And that makes it 12:31 p.m., so just after noon on the 27th for our friends in Sydney. So it doesn't matter where you are on this beautiful planet, get your alarm set and get ready to celebrate this moon on the 26th or the 27th. This full moon is happening in the fixed water sign of Scorpio. This water sign, this heavy, heavy emotional water sign, governs life, death, and transformation. So we are going to be feeling these themes in this full moon. The theme this moon is to surrender and allow your transformation to flow. There's going to be a lot of endings, a lot of deaths, a lot of endings of cycles and situations and people and things in your life, so that you can move forward in your transformation, the transformation to the life of abundance and beauty that we are all moving into. So get ready to surrender to all the crazy crap that might come up for you this full moon. Scorpio is a water sign, so emotions are going to be even higher than usual. And since this is a super moon, emotions are going to be even more heightened. So this is a great moon for grounding, staying connected to yourself and your truth, and staying connected to your soul. Because Scorpio purges, and Scorpio reveals, and Scorpio delivers the unexpected information. And so this moon is going to be bringing some secrets, some information, or some unconscious information to the light so that you can move forward. This is information that you need so that you can move forward in your transformation. So be ready to expect the unexpected, or finding out some truths that you need to know regarding a person, place, or thing, situation, or part of yourself that you need to become aware of so that you can move forward. You're going to get a piece of the puzzle. Let's say that your life is a puzzle, and you are getting a piece to this puzzle that is going to help you excel, help you move forward, help you get to the next step, and help you transform. So, like I said, this is a great moon for grounding, because you're going to receive some information that might shake you, that might shake your ground, that might shake your field, and you are definitely going to want to stay as grounded as possible, so that you can make the most of the information that you receive. This is also a very intense moon with really like almost pushy energy. The energy of the universe right now is pushing you, and it wants you to commit to the new change, commit to the transformation, and commit to what needs to be done. It's almost like you have a power taking over you right now that's forcing you to change. It's like you're being guided at the soul level. You're being guided by your higher self, by your intuition, by the universe. And it's time for you to just surrender, to accept, and go with the flow. It's like this higher power is taking over you, forcing you and pushing you into this new change, even though you might not want this change, even though this change might feel uncomfortable, even though this change is taking you so far out of your comfort zone. This is the change you need. If you take action, if you accept the change, if you accept the information, if you use it to your advantage this moon, the change, the transformation, and that next chapter that you're looking for will come to fruition. This moon wants you to not be concerned about what could be and what could be if you just stayed where you were, or what could be if you just didn't change this or didn't change that. And it's time to just go with your gut and commit and leap into the unknown. Leap back into the flow of life, go with the flow and surrender to that flow. It's time to go against what's holding you back or what's restricting you in life. Anything that's restricting you, keeping you restrained, making you feel stuck or stagnant, this moon is going to help you break down those walls, break down those things so that you can break through to this next step. There's this very pushy energy happening, and it's coming with some important messages that can help you break through what you're going through right now so you can get to that next step, so you can get to your true purpose, so you can get to the most aligned destiny that the universe is trying to guide you to. So see what comes up for you this full moon. Be aware, become the watcher, become the observer. Pay close attention to the signs that the universe is sending you. The universe is going to be sending you lots of clues through music, through messages, through information, through your social media, through your family, through your mail. And just look for these messages with this moon. These messages are your important messages, and it's time for you to go within, for you to listen, and for you to connect with what the universe is trying to show you, because what the universe is trying to show you is the piece of the puzzle that you need to go to that next step. Full moons also connect and bring full circle any intentions that we set with the corresponding new moon 6 months prior. So this new moon, this full moon, we can also look back as to what was happening in our life last November when we set intentions during the Scorpio new moon. So check back in your life as to what was surfacing, what was showing up, what was ready to be healed, what were you ready to manifest then, and see the synchronicity, see the growth, see the endings, and see where you are now. What connections can you make and bring full circle from last November? Take the signs, listen to your intuition, and make the right choices for yourself moving forward. This is a really good moon to eliminate the old and the stale and the clutter from your mind and your home. And it is a great lunation to just clean and reset your vibe on all levels. So it's a great time to do aura cleansing, chakra cleansing meditations, cleaning your altar, cleaning your home, cleaning those drawers, literally doing that spring cleaning that we all know we need to be doing right now. This is the moon to do it. It's also a really good time to be in nature and a good time to tune in to music and creative outlets. Since there's going to be so much emotional chaos, mental chaos, and quite frankly, physical chaos in some of our lives around this full supermoon, like I said, we need to ground and we need to tune in to what makes us feel present and what makes us happy. So what makes you thrive and feel really good creatively? Is it painting? Is it music? Is it taking a walk in nature? Is it making jewelry? Whatever it is, pick up that craft and hone in on it now. Whether it's taking a daily walk, setting a new little meditation routine for yourself every day, or just doing a little grounding meditation every single night to clear your energy, this is really gonna benefit you this full moon. Since we also have this full moon in the Scorpio fixed water sign, you're also going to be able to more easily let go, forgive, and release this moon. So this is another great moon for clearing, for letting go, and for just clearing out the baggage and the old from the past, because you need to make space for the new. You need to make space in your life and in your energy field for what's coming. So know that you are ready for what is coming, and the opportunities that are coming are here to help you grow. The information that you're going to be receiving this moon is here to help you grow. And it's a really great moon to tune into music, because music can help us shift our frequency. Music can help us align with the higher vibrations of love, happiness, and joy. Music, just turning on a song, can shift your vibe from negative to positive. So that's what this moon is all about, staying in the positive vibe and surrendering to the transition and to the information, to what you need to know so you can move forward. Because we're transitioning into this beautiful life of abundance, remember. We're all in this beautiful transition phase. And big shifts are coming. New waves are forming and new patterns are aligning. New codes are downloading in your DNA. You are upgrading on every single level, but you're not going to see the benefit from these upgrades unless you stay calm, unless you stay grounded, unless you stay aware, unless you stay centered in self-love, peace, and stay rooted in your intuition and what makes you happy. Because from this place, from this calm, centered place where you are loving yourself, knowing yourself, and trusting yourself, you will be able to create and make the most of this transformation that the universe is guiding you to. You cannot create or attract anything in a state of fear or worry. So this moon is all about cultivating that peace, that inner calmness, grounding into this moment, grounding into the truths that you live right now, not the truths of the past, grounding into who you are now so that you can attract and make the most of what comes your way. Just remember that fear and worry will not help you get there. Worrying about what could be, fear of the past, and just staying stuck in these other vibrations and these negative vibrations are not going to help you thrive in the new transformation. So become the watcher. Manage your mind for happiness, for success, for peace, for positive, and make sure that your attitude is optimistic. And your job from there is to just surrender and trust the flow of the process of this divine timing of your life. Know that you will benefit so, so greatly from all the magic that this moon is going to bring you. It's time to surrender. It's time to empower yourself and accept what's coming with an open, loving Scorpio heart. Find as many ways as you can to soothe yourself, stay connected to your creativity, to your self-love, and to yourself. Put yourself first and just surrender to the flow. Imagine that you are just getting on this like beautiful floaty, like a unicorn floaty, okay? And you are getting on and into this river on this unicorn floaty, just surrendering to the flow. Just imagine yourself as the most beautiful goddess on the most beautiful floaty in the most beautiful river that you have ever seen, going to the most beautiful destination that you have ever known. That's you right now. So just surrender, be happy, make the float fun. Make the ride fun. Enjoy the ride and just wait and be patient until the magic starts happening. So moving right along, my loves, the crystal, the best crystal that you can pair with this Scorpio energy, this beautiful full super moon energy is clear quartz. Clear quartz is known as the master healer, and it can help you heal, balance, clear the energy in and around your body, and ground you into this earth so that you can stay aligned and in tune so you can make the most of this transformational energy. Clear quartz is all about spiritual growth, and it loves enticing you to look deep, deep into a situation. It's the crystal that connects all of your chakras, and it can clear out blockages and spring clean your entire aura field and every single chakra. So I am going to teach you guys how to use clear quartz today to do a little spring cleaning in your energy field. You're going to learn how to use the clear quartz to do a chakra and aura cleansing meditation. And at the very end, you are going to root and ground into the earth. So this is a cleansing, clearing, and grounding meditation. And this is going to be perfect, your go-to little ritual for this moon. Anytime information comes your way that shakes you, anytime somebody is trying to break you, you are going to do this meditation, and it is going to completely clear you of any negative energy. It's going to seal your aura in this beautiful shield of white energy, and it's going to root you into this earth so nobody can shake your vibe. So the first thing that you're going to need to do this aura cleansing meditation is to cleanse and recharge your clear quartz. So to cleanse your clear quartz crystal, you are going to want to run it underwater for 15 to 30 seconds. Clear quartz actually has the ability to hold on to energy. So before you use it, you want to make sure it's cleared of all the stored energy that's in it currently. So run it under that cold water and clean that crystal out. Once your crystal is clean, you will be ready to do your meditation. So you're going to be moving your crystal from each chakra, starting at the crown chakra, moving it down all seven chakras. And we're going to be doing a beautiful meditation while we do it. To begin, you will start by lying down. Lie down on the ground, lie down on your yoga mat, lie down on the floor, lie down on the bed. Get a comfortable place lying down. You're going to start with your clear quartz at the very crown of your head. Place the clear quartz right at the top of your head. And if you can't rest it right on the top of your head, then just rest on the floor so it's touching the very top of your head. And from here, you're going to want to envision with your mind a beautiful orb of white light that forms at the crown of your head. So with each chakra, we're going to be visualizing a beautiful white orb of light pulsing. With every breath we take in, this light expands. With every breath we take out, the light contracts. So you're going to take about 5 breaths, imagining the beautiful light expanding and contracting at the crown chakra, breathing into this light, imagining it filling the chakra, swirling throughout the chakra, and do this about 3 to 5 times per chakra. After you're done with the crown chakra, visualizing the beautiful light expanding and contracting and swirling all through the energy center, you'll move the crystal and the orb of light to the third eye. Then you'll breathe deeply into the third eye chakra, breathing into this white light energy with the crystal directly on the third eye. While you're breathing in and visualizing the light, you are clearing any blocks in these chakras, and the crystal is helping you do this work. The crystal will literally be ripping negative energy and blocks from these chakras. So after your third eye chakra, breathing in 3 to 5 times with beautiful white light energy, you'll bring the crystal and the orb of light down to the throat chakra. Directly place the crystal on each of these chakras. You'll breathe deeply in, envisioning this orb of light now at your throat chakra. So every time you're moving your crystal, the light is also moving, and then you're breathing deeply in and out and watching the light expand and contract and swirl around that chakra. When you're done with your throat, you'll move down to your heart. From your heart, you'll move to your solar plexus, which is right above your belly button. From your solar plexus, you'll move to your sacral, which is right under your belly button. From your sacral, you'll move to your root, which is at the base of your spine. And each of these chakras, you're going to be breathing in the white light for 3 to 5 breaths with the crystal on the chakra. When you've finished from crown all the way to root, you are going to move the crystal and the ball of light to the base of your feet. Literally put this crystal at the bottoms of your feet and cover the top of the crystal with your feet and imagine the white light at your feet now. So you're breathing in and out to this beautiful orb of light with your crystal at the bottom of your feet. From here, you'll breathe in 3 to 5 times, allowing that white light and that crystal energy to clear any blocks in your Earth Star chakra. You actually have a chakra at the very bottom of your feet, you guys, that connects you to the Earth energy field, which is so cool. And so you're gonna cleanse this Earth Star chakra last, and then you're gonna visualize from the very bottom of your feet 2 white pillars of light coming from the base of your feet, connecting you down to the center of the earth. Visualize these pillars of light fully connecting you from the bottom of your feet to the center of the earth, and breathe deeply into these channels of energy for 3 to 5 breaths, completely grounding you back into the earth's energy field. When you're done connecting yourself to the Earth's energy field, that you'll then visualize a beautiful white light coming up from the Earth, surrounding your entire aura so that you're in a beautiful egg of white light energy. After you visualize yourself in this beautiful egg of white light energy, you will be done with the aura cleansing meditation. You will feel so clear, so recharged, and so full of energy. You will love doing this meditation. I do this meditation at least once a week. It's very grounding and it's very powerful for recharging your energy on all levels. So you're gonna feel like almost like a burst of energy, like the sun has come through to warm you, to light you up, and to make you feel inspired and grounded. So you can repeat this chakra clearing meditation with the clear quartz crystal as many times as you need to keep your vibe in check this full moon. It's going to be an intense moon. So use this meditation as many times as you need to ground, center, and stay in tune. Your affirmation for this beautiful Scorpio new moon is: I surrender to the infinite abundance that's flowing my way. Woo, let's say it loud, let's say it proud, let's say it so every cell of our body can feel it. Let's stir up as much positivity and optimism we can in this moment, and let's say this affirmation with positive emotion behind it to get all of our cells charged up and so the universe knows that we are ready. I surrender to the infinite abundance that's flowing my way. Yes, my goddesses, remember that you are the queen on the unicorn floaty, floating to your new beautiful destination, and all you have to do is surrender and stay rooted in what makes you happy in order to make the most of it and get there. Lastly, I have a new music playlist to help you stay grounded and aligned and also inspired this full moon. Remember that you can heal through music. You can use music to change your frequency immediately and just turn up that positive vibe in your life. Music is powerful in your healing and in your evolution, and it can bring out that positive emotion that can help you create worlds of magic in your life. So put on the seasonal playlist that is linked in the show notes below and tune in so you can align with this lunar energy. If you haven't started using music in your manifestation toolbox, in your spiritual toolbox, then add music. You can set intentions to music. You can visualize your goals to music. If you get some interesting news that breaks you or shakes you and you need to shift your vibe, you can put on the music. Or you can even say affirmations to music. You can use the affirmation that I give you for this moon, or you can use affirmations that are more aligned with your own life. And you can repeat them over and over to make them even more powerful. Whatever you do to music, you boost it. Whatever you do to music, you make yourself more magnetic and you raise your frequency. So tune into that music and use it every time you feel your mood slipping, your vibe dipping, or your emotions completely taking over you. Listen to the music to heal and use it to clear your blocks and elevate your frequency so you can attract the best case scenario for your future this moon. That is all I have for you, lovely, beautiful souls today. Make sure that you grab a full moon ritual kit so you can do your full moon release ritual and stay aligned and stay clear this full moon. You can grab your full moon ritual kit at fullmoonradio.shop. And don't forget to tune into the playlist. You can listen to the playlist on Spotify or on SoundCloud. The links to the playlist are below. We also have our 1-year anniversary giveaway going on, and all you have to do is download the calendar at fullmoonradio.shop to be entered in the giveaway. We have a free moon calendar, and all you have to do is download the calendar by April 27th in order to be entered. I will be back on the podcast April 28th, getting you all prepared for the May new moon coming up in the earth sign of Taurus. I cannot wait to see you guys again soon. Be well, have so much love and positivity in your heart, and enjoy this beautiful super moon. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.